Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. You're listening live again to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, before we get into the show, we're going to do our word of the day. And today's word of the day is green mail. Green mail. Green mail is a noun, and it means the practice of buying enough of a company's stock to threaten a hostile takeover and reselling it to the company at a price above market value. Also, the money paid for such stock. So, green mail is when you can, if you're able to go in and buy enough of a company stock to threaten a hostile takeover, and then you resell it to the company at a price above market value. And, you know, that's kind of fishy, right? Green mail. That's kind of fishy because I guess people do that, but that would be sort of bad, right? Wouldn't that be bad? I mean, wouldn't that be a mob stuff? You know, that sound like the mob doing that type of stuff. You go in and you buy companies, enough of a company stock to say that I'm going to take over the company. And then, of course, they don't want you to take over their company. So you turn around and say, okay, since I bought it for $100 a share, I'm going to sell it back to you for $150 a share. And so I guess that's a way of doing business. I don't think I'd ever do something like that. But green mail, the practice of buying enough of a company's stock to threaten a hostile takeover and reselling it to the company at a price above market value. Okay? So, hey, to each his own, right? To each his own. That's what people do. They do. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's show if you want to call in. I see a lot of people are just now joining the show. If you want to go on the air and talk with me or comment on something, just press 1 and I'll put you up on the air and we can talk, okay? And today's episode is entitled, Let's Talk Football, okay? College and Profession, all right? And what I want to discuss today is the committee that selected the Final Four for college and how they did what they did, okay? And I want to also discuss the Monday night game between the Falcons and the Packers that's coming up in just about less than 2 hours, okay? It's going to be cold in Green Bay tonight. You know that, right? It's going to be cold. I don't know if the forecast calling for snow, but I think they are looking at in the low 20s And, you know, we aren't built for that. We aren't built for, when I say we, I mean the Falcons, we aren't built for the cold weather. We used to play in a dome or right at 68, 70 degrees at all times. And you know, hey, no worries, right? But we got to play out in the elements tonight. And we're playing Green Bay, which is they probably are, they are one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. And they also have the hottest quarterback in the NFL right now. Okay. And I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has a $100 million contract like Matt Ryan. I don't know if he does or not. I don't know what his salary is. I guess I could look it up for you, but I don't know what Aaron Rodgers' salary is. I didn't know that he was a $100 million quarterback. If he is, I don't know that information. So maybe you guys know he's a $100 million quarterback. If you can call me and tell me, that's fine. But or send me a text or something and let me know if he is a $100 million quarterback. But I haven't heard that he signed a $100 million deal. I know him. I know Matt Ryan, Peyton Manning, Tony Romo. I know those guys are $100 million. And Flacco from the Ravens, I know they're $100 million quarterbacks. But I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is a $100 million quarterback. I'm sure he's making great money, but I don't know if he's a $100 million quarterback like these other guys. But he is the best in the game right now, okay? And so we're going to see how Matt Ryan stacks up to Aaron Rodgers tonight. This will be a great stage for Matt Ryan to really put out there his ability, right? Put out there what his worth, okay? Let people know that he's worth $100 million that we signed him to, okay? Now, another rumor that I saw on Bleacher Report. Bleacher Report is an app that I have on my phone that puts out all these different sports stuff, okay? Falcons, University of Georgia, the Hawks, all this stuff. Those are the only people that I want to follow, okay? And I follow some NBA teams through Bleacher Report. But Bleacher Report put out a message this morning that this year is going to be the last year for Mike Smith, the Falcons head coach, okay? And they're saying that Arthur Blank is looking at hiring Rex Ryan from the Jets, okay? The Jets probably going to fire Rex Ryan this year, just like we should probably fire Mike Smith this year. And it won't hurt my feelings not one bit if we fire Mike Smith, okay? He hadn't been a bad coach, but he hadn't been a good coach either. Okay? So he I don't think he manages the game well. This is my opinion. I don't think he manages the game well. And we're going to see it again tonight. We're going to see how he managed the game tonight and how things run tonight when they go against the Green Bay Packers. All right? So again, Bleacher Report put out a message this morning that Arthur Blank will probably fire Mike Smith at the end of the season, and he's looking at hiring Rex Ryan from the Jets to come in and take over for the Atlanta Falcons. He's also looking at firing, I think it's the general manager, Dimitroff or something like that. He's looking at firing that guy as well. So we may have some new blood in Atlanta next year, okay? And then, you know, after next year, we'd be going into our new stadium, okay? which is, that's, you know, that's another show in itself. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and let's talk. Everybody's been asking me my opinion on college football. Frank, what's your opinion about the Final Four for college football? Well, over the last few weeks, I've been voicing my opinion about that, and I think they still got it wrong. The committee still got it wrong. I don't think that Alabama should be the number one team in the nation. I don't think that Alabama deserves the number one ranking in the nation. Now, people say, well, Frank, they strength of schedule was, you know, they had a tough schedule this year. But so did Florida State. Don't y'all see that Florida State had, they've been winning by narrow margins? That means they've had a tough schedule. Y'all with me? That means they had a tough schedule. You see what the game on Saturday, how they squeaked through on Georgia Tech? Tech is a good team. Tech's got a good team. And Tech made a run at Florida State. But they held them off. Florida State held them off, right? So what I'm saying is that, you know, and if you look at it, I believe that Georgia Tech, I mean, they beat Georgia, you know, 2 weeks ago. I mean, they pound the football. They run the football right down your throat. And you know what they're going to do, and you can't stop them. Right? And they're an ACC team. They only had two losses this year, Georgia Tech, before they played Florida State on Saturday. Okay? But they're not up there in the high in the ranking. I think they were 16 or something like that. Talking about Florida State. Okay? Now, they can't help that they're in the ACC. That's their conference. They're in the ACC. They play ACC teams. Just like Alabama is in the SEC. They play SEC teams. So who's to say that Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Georgia, Auburn, LSU, who's to say that those guys are better than Tech, better than Florida State, better than Clemson? Those are ACC teams. Florida State hadn't lost a game in 2 years. Not one game in 2 years. Alabama lost three games last year. They lost one game this year. And that was the Ole Miss. Okay, now Alabama lost to Ole Miss. Now put Ole Miss against Florida State. Who would you pick in that game? I'd pick Florida State. Now, Florida State should be number one. They should have been number one all year long. If you win the national championship this year, okay, if you win the national championship this year, I don't give a damn who's coming up next year. I don't care who's coming up. You should be sitting at number one when the season starts next year. Now, somebody got to come in and knock you off number one. But if no one can come in and knock you off number one and you're the national champ from last year, how do you drop to number four in the nation? And you hadn't lost the game. You're the only team in college football that hadn't lost the game. And they consider you number four in the nation. It's some mafia stuff going on. Okay? It's some mafia stuff going on. So now Florida State has to play Oregon in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. So they got to fly all the way from Florida out to California and play on New Year's Day. Okay? They got to play the first round of the championship in Pasadena against Oregon. Oregon, you know, probably the hottest team in college football right now as far as scoring. Take Oregon. Why should Oregon be ahead of Florida State? Why should Oregon be ahead of Florida State? They're number two in the country. They lost the game. Florida State haven't. They weren't national champs last year. Florida State was. They lost a couple of games last year. Florida State didn't. How can you not put Florida State at number one? I don't get it. If anything, Alabama should be 2, 3, or even 4. Right? They should be. I don't care. They say they strength the schedule. Well, who's to say that Alabama wouldn't have lost to Georgia Tech if they had to play Georgia Tech this year? Who's to say Alabama wouldn't have lost to Clemson if they had to play Clemson this year? Who's to say Alabama wouldn't have lost to Florida State if they had to play Florida State this year? That's all I'm saying. Who's to say that? So why is strength of schedule coming into play with this? Why is it? I don't understand. I wish someone could explain to me how that works. How does that work? The number one team in college basketball right now is Kentucky. Okay? Kentucky hadn't lost a game this year yet. And I don't know who won the national championship in basketball last year. I think it was Kentucky. Okay? Hey, who was it? Louisville or somebody? Or who was it? I don't know who it was. But anyway, it wasn't Kentucky. But now at the beginning of the season, whoever won the championship last year, they were number one. But they've lost a game or two. Kentucky's number one. They hadn't lost a game yet. That's the way rankings should be. Kentucky's in the SEC, but they didn't win the championship last year. But the only reason, and this the only reason that they're at number one is because they hadn't lost the game. Now, I think Duke's lost one game, but they're at number two or number three in the nation. But how can you be considered 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever, in the nation, and you haven't lost a game? I believe that that's the best team. When you hadn't lost a game, I think you're the best team. Okay? I have a caller from the 678 area code, the first three digits of 650. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Frank Williams, what's up, man? It's Kenny Wright.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
Hey, you got it, man.
Nah, man, you the man. Just sitting here checking out the show. Very impressed by you, man. Keep up the good work.
Okay, I'm working. I see you all the time, man, on Facebook. You keep doing what you're doing, bud.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the youth, man. It's all about the youth. Just trying to give back what was given to me one day. That's all. You know, we can save one. We don't save a few.
There it is. What's going on?
Just sitting up there listening to you, man, and, I agree with you. That ranking, man, the thing I don't like is that strength of schedule thing is done by a computer. Got a bunch of folks crunch some numbers on the computer and come out with who has the toughest schedule. But my thing is, like you say, you put Georgia Tech in the mix. Florida State, undefeated. Don't have nothing to do with the issues they having off the field or whatever. The game is played on the field. Right now, they the only undefeated team in the nation. They should be ranked number one. I don't think Ohio State deserves to be number 14. I think Baylor, TCU got a bad deal. But the bottom line is, it's just that whole strength of schedule thing I never liked because, like I say, it's not voted by the peers or the sports right. It's just a bunch of numbers that thrown in the computer, and that's how they come out with the strength of schedule. What you think about that?
Yeah, that's exactly. But think about this now. If they let the computer pick the number one team in the nation, I believe the computer would have picked Florida State as the number one team in the nation. The people picked them as the number one team in the nation, but I believe if they had let the computer and the peers pick the number one team in the nation, I believe that Florida State would have been the number one team in the nation.
Well, I sort of kind of agree with that, but like I said, I like the old way. And the sports writers got together every week, and they voted on the top team, the top five, the number one team, That's what I want to see. And like you said at the beginning of the show, boy, they definitely got this playoff thing wrong. They got it wrong.
They got it wrong, man.
Yeah, they did.
They got it wrong.
And I don't know if Nick Saban strong arm some people or whatever. I can't argue this about a football team.
Yeah. Right.
I think Oregon is about a football team. So, I don't know. It's just going to be kind of interesting to see how it play out on January 1st, I definitely think, they got it wrong. And, I feel kind of bad for the teams that got shafted, And
right.
We're just going to see how, right. We're going to see how it play out. Maybe after it's all said and done, they crown a national championship. Maybe they'll come up with a different format next year. Who knows? But we just gonna, the deal has been done now. The team's been set, so it is what it is right now.
That's right. Hey man, I appreciate you calling. Keep listening to the show, man. Call in all the time, man.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna do that. But before we go, we definitely gotta give a shout out to them Maize High Raiders, man. Hopefully they gonna represent the city, man, and bring that state champion, that 5A state championship on home Friday night. Well, let's give a shout out to the Maize High Raiders. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I
enjoyed the conversation, man, and we'll talk.
All right. Be good, bro.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. That's all I got for you tonight. Take care. I'm over, and I'm out. We'll see.
Over here and help me trim my